Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the press porch at Tanglewood. I'm Joe Donahue.
I'm Alan Trotak.
This porch is located in a grove of trees, a short walk from the famed shed where the world's greatest musicians are tuning up as we speak.
That's right. So, the Roundtable returns this Friday?
No. We already did that part. Hold on.
I blew it, didn't I?
Here we go. You already said your name, so we can start right there.
All right. So we're overlooking the Stockbridge Bowl, and it is difficult to believe we could broadcast from a more beautiful, and I really mean that, important or historic musical setting.
It is absolutely gorgeous, and we're delighted to be here once again. We start off the morning with a check on Berkshire headlines with our man from the Berkshire Eagle, Kevin Moran. Kevin is the regional VP of news for New England newspapers, which is a very fancy title, and you can tell because he's wearing a sport coat.
Yep.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's wonderful to have you back at Tanglewood. It's wonderful to have you back on the program. We miss you, and we love when you join us.
Well, thank you. It's there's no better place in the world to me than Tanglewood, so it's easy to say yes.
Well, thank you very much. So now normally I would say, so what is everybody working on? What's going on in the Berkshires? Bring us up to date. But before we do that, let's talk about the big story, the big donkey in the room, and that was what happened last night at the Democratic convention. And the speech, of course, was Hillary's speech. And I don't know, it seems to be getting pretty good, mixed reviews, but that at least somewhat of a consensus that she accomplished what she should have accomplished.
Yeah. The good news is that they had a long list of things she had to speak to, and she spoke to all of them. You know, the things, including her persona, whether people trusted her. I know that not everybody does. I want to be open to you. So is that. But she also showed herself as a tough lady when she had to be, and she really said something that stuck with me, which is, do you really want Donald Trump with his finger on the nuclear button?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, that really resonated with me, because if you're going to be as nutty as he is in order to attract potential followers, then you're going to say all kinds of strange things. And would you do the same thing if you got insulted, Kevin?
She looked, to me, very presidential last night. And you're right. I think whereas the Republican National Convention was about scaring the public, I think last night Hillary and certainly the speakers all week leading up to her speech turned the mirror back on Donald himself. Her quote was, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons. When I heard that, I just thought to myself, mic drop. You know,
yes.
I almost expected that she would do that.
But it made me think, which was, she was admitting something, which was, a man you can bait with a tweet, which is, we're out there baiting him. You know,
well, that certainly, I mean, I think she was speaking to Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. who Elizabeth is our senator here from the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I should say, who's really tweaked Donald with lots of poignant tweets, and she's not let up. I mean, and I think it speaks to the two different kinds of candidates that will be before voters on November.
And yet, 50-50.
And
that's what the polls are showing.
And yet, 50-50. And it's hard to, I think, for a lot of people who believe in Hillary, I think it's hard to rectify in one's mind what's the other 50% see in him. Or what do they see in Hillary that they don't
They're not going to tell you. And they're not going to tell their mothers. And they're not going to tell their pollsters. They're just going to be angry and be there. Mm.
What did you think was the best speech of the Democratic convention?
Khazir Khan.
Yes.
The man who lost his son, the Muslim family who came on and talked about losing their son and brought out the copy of the Constitution. And a son who was a hero went in front of a exploding device to protect others, and just that moment of calling out Donald Trump and you know, let me ask you, have you ever read the Constitution? And if you haven't, I have a copy right here. I thought that was the
and the great
of the
chairs
night.
When he took it out.
I mean, it was really incredible, and I thought it it was it. it it said more about what was going on in the tenor of the election to me than pretty much anything else that night.
And by the way, very gutsy on the part of the Democrats, I thought, to bring, because, you know, they could run from any Muslim association, but they didn't.
They embraced it.
They embraced it. They took it head on. And I thought that was good. I thought, by the way, that Barack Obama's speech was the best speech of the convention.
He was brilliant. Yeah. I Bloomberg's speech, I mean, he's not a very fiery orator, but I think in terms of the substance, I really enjoyed listening to what he had to say.
Me
I thought
too.
It was good. Yeah, really good.
Although the line that keeps on Hillary's speech last night when she said, Donald Trump in Cleveland spoke for 75 odd minutes, and I do mean odd. Mm. That was a great line.
They're not fooling around with
it. No, it's a... Call it what it is, I guess.
Yeah. But it was nice to see. I'd be remiss if I did not mention that the night before last, or two nights before last, Elizabeth Banks, the actress.
Yes, yeah. From Pittsfield.
From Pittsfield. Local connection. There's always something.
And she gave a Pittsfield a shout out.
Absolutely. So that was kind of neat to see. And we were fortunate enough to have a state representative, Tricia Farley Bouvier, out there. She was the whip. The state whip for Massachusetts.
Interesting, because she's facing political opposition.
She is.
So somebody.
Politics everywhere this year, isn't it? Amazing.
All right, so let's turn to the Berkshires and what's going on, and what's the big story that you all are keeping your eye on?
Well, if you pick up today's paper, you're going to notice one thing, and that one thing is going to tell you that this is probably one of the weekends you probably ought to get up to the Berkshires. there's so much going on.
A million things going on.
You'll get into it, I'm sure, with your future guests, the Honorable Mark Volpe, who will probably tell you all about what's going on at Tanglewood this year, this weekend. But you've got three shows with Andres Nelson's. You've got the Chick Corea concert that's coming up on Sunday. Up at Mass Mocha tomorrow, you've got Bang on a Can, which is a participatory musical event. Theater's been great in the Berkshires.
Nice.
This year. And
did you get to see Pirates of Penzance?
No, but I'm going to try.
Well, let me tell you, it is phenomenal.
Is it?
Really phenomenal. Yeah.
There's been, it's really been a, you know, pretty groundbreaking year. That's, you know, really, you know, to put in the good old Berkshire's plug, I mean,
that's all right.
That's what's happening. But also what's been happening in today, I think very few newspapers across the United States are probably leading with anything to do with J.K. Rowling, but J.K. Rowling's really made a stir here in the Berkshires.
Mount Greylock.
Yeah, by including Mount Greylock in some of her writings and actually using that as a basis, a location.
Do we know if she's ever been here?
Well, that's a great question. We've asked her publicist, who has deftly skirted the issue. But one of our actually editors actually wrote a story earlier this week and explored, knowing that she is an historian and layered history, the Mayflower history, so to speak, and her writings, and actually found that there was overlaps of real people with her writing.
And I'd love to know if she's going to mention that on Mount Greylock, of course, is the mother ship of WAMC.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it's very important.
Thanks, yeah, certainly.
It's the antenna of all antennas there.
Without question.
Yeah, you just got to watch out.
You don't want to muggle it up.
Right. Just got to watch out for those hide-behinds from the other stations, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, anything else you want to... We have 1 minute.
Well, I could hum a nice
song. That's all right.
But Tanglewood, Tanglewood really is the vortex of the Berkshires.
This is, and it does so much. It is the driver of the Berkshires economy, and it is an institution of the Berkshires and of our region, and we are so fortunate to have it here.
Well, we're very fortunate to have you. We're very fortunate to have the Berkshire Eagle, and we thank you very much for coming in and joining us, and we hope that you will make the way... You know, 90 goes the other direction, too. You can come visit us.
No, he's already said yes.
I've already said yes. I've committed to it.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah. Good. Well, we look forward to it. For more information on the stories that Kevin mentioned and, of course, what's going on in the Berkshire Eagle, go to berkshireeagle.com. For more information on Tanglewood, go to tanglewood.org. You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.